All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Ameriplans National Call. Man, do we have some exciting news for you tonight. Welcome, everybody. This is Dale Brooks. I'm a National Vice President out of Frisco, Texas, going to be hosting here tonight. We have got some very special people that's going to be on the line tonight with us and some special guests. What I'd like to do is real quick and go all around the country here and see if we've got some of the other National Vice Presidents that's visiting with us, our guests tonight.
Hey, Dale Brooks, Mike McDonald here, Dallas, Texas.
All right, Mike McDonald. Do we have some others on the line with us?
Michael Langto, Jacksonville, Florida.
All right, Michael, we'll get back to you in just a minute.
Hey, John Hayes, Oklahoma City, here at the regional office with an office full of people.
Fantastic. Glad you joined us, John.
Dale?
Yes.
Hi, this is Carol. The other line is not synced in.
Uh-oh.
There's no bridge.
Mr. McDonald, can you help us out there?
Let me see what I can do. Go ahead.
All right, well, we'll just keep going here for just a minute. Give our technicians a chance to... sorry about the confusion, but folks, we have just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the call tonight, and we're trying to tie in a second line, so if you will bear with us, we'll be here and we'll get this out. And right now on this line, folks, we have close to 1,000 people. So I'm glad that you joined us. Tomorrow, April 1st, boy, let me tell you something. It's not going to be April Fool's Day here at Ameriplan. With the announcements you're going to hear tonight, it's just going to be phenomenal. And I hope you got some pencil and paper ready, and you have got some goals set up with what you're planning on doing with this company, because we are going to make it a lot easier for you to build a strong, dynamic company out there. We had any luck getting the other line bridged in? All right, well, I guess Mike's still working on it. We're going to wait just a couple of more minutes. I hope everybody bears with us, and we don't want to leave any of the Ameriplan IBOs that wants to hear this new special announcement that's going to be starting here real soon. So anyway, John, how many people do you have up there in your office with you if you're still connected with us?
Oh, we got a room full.
Awesome.
We're doing our regular meeting.
Your regular meeting, that is fantastic. You got it on a speakerphone up there, I guess. Yeah, I can hear it echoing pretty good. Mr. McDonald, do we have our bridge set up yet? Well, I guess he's still working on that. Well, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, wait one more minute. I've got 4 minutes past the hour of 8. We're going to wait one more minute to see if we can't make sure that all of our Ameriplan people are on the line for this really exciting announcement that's going to be coming to you here in just a minute. We have got two of Ameriplan's top National Vice Presidents that's going to be visiting with you tonight. These two... probably their strongest characteristics that I know of is back when we were doing Ameriplan University. These two people were the ones that were invited back and were asked to come back on a regular basis. So we couldn't think of anybody better to be on the call to announce all this tonight. And, you know, if you're planning on being at a convention, I can guarantee you, you're going to hear from these people live and in person. So... give it one more shot. Mr. McDonald, do we have the other line bridged over yet?
Dale, this is Carol.
Call now.
I have both the other lines, and they're not. I have them both on other lines, on other phones, and they're not bridged in yet.
They're not bridged in yet. Okay, well, folks, let's hang with us, because I know there's two other phone lines over there.
They have thousands of people on them, too. Well, technology is great when it works, but...
Yep. Technology is wonderful. We get all this set up ahead of time, and then some little gremlin gets in there or something. And if you're a gremlin, please don't send me any cards and letters. We love all gremlins, too.
I've talked with the people on the other lines and told them we're working on getting it bridged, so they're okay.
Okay, excellent. So you've contacted both of them on both lines over there?
Yes, I've gotten with both other lines and told them we're working on getting it all bridged in.
Okay, excellent. Well, I tell you what, we got just a few minutes before we make this announcement. One thing that maybe we can talk about just a little bit is coming in July, we have a national convention coming up, and Michael Langto or Carol, maybe you'd like to just give us some of your thoughts about convention and the importance of getting there while we're getting this technical difficulty straightened out.
Well, I remember the first convention that I went to. This is Michael Langto in Jacksonville, Florida. And as I went there, I really thought that I was really doing very well in the company. And as I got there, I really found out how much that I needed to learn. And it wasn't just the knowledge, it was the experience, and it was the meeting of everyone. It was the whole atmosphere. It was something that I would not have obtained if I had not gone to the event. And because of that event, in the next 12 months, my residual income increased $85,000 a year annually, and really, really surprised me. And I asked people, you know, what would that do to your bottom line if you added $85,000 a year income? And most of that was because of what I got out of that event.
Wow. And I know one thing about you, too, Michael, is one of the things that helped propel that income is you weren't sitting there by yourself, were you?
No. And one of the things that I've always said is that when I encourage our team to go and when people go, in 10 years of doing this business, I've never had anybody yet say that they did not get their money's worth. But I have had many IBOs say that their biggest regret was that they did not have more of their people there.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of like the same thing. I always put out to everybody on my team, and I'm serious about it, that if you go to this convention and you go there with an open mind to learn, if you really feel that it was a waste of money, I will make sure you get your money back. And you know, Michael, I have never yet had anyone ask for their money back after they've gone and found out just what it's like. You know, it's hard to put a value on it before you've actually set to it. But like I said, I've, you know, offered it to a lot of people, and no one has felt like it wasn't worth the value. Well, Carol, I know you've been at a number of conventions. Why don't you share with us a little bit about your thoughts while we're waiting here?
Well, by the way, one of the lines is bridged in, and we're now getting the other one bridged in, so we're getting there, okay?
Oh, right.
In the meantime, I'll tell you, one of the most impactful things that has happened to us is getting our teams to an event. And the convention is the event of all events. And I recall one particular year where we had a group of our people that went to the convention, and amidst all of the different workshops that we have, because we really do get a lot of good meat and potatoes at the conventions, we had three people who walked out of that convention, and they each had gotten a different nugget, a different piece of information that they could walk away with and apply to their business. And those three people, I believe the highest level they were at that time was regional sales director. But those three people, every one of them, came to us afterwards and said, we will be national sales director before the next convention. Well, what happened was they each made it to national sales director. They did it within 9 months. One did it within 8 months. The other two did it almost on the same day. We called them our twins. And those three people getting to national sales director within 8 or 9 months of that convention increased our residual income by $90,000. And their incomes went to $50,000 and beyond just from that one event, making that decision because of that event. Now they're making, one is making over $150,000, the other two are reaching $100,000, and it changed the face of our business, that one event, because we were there and brought people with us. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree. You know, one of the things I always try to share with people, you know, you spend thousands and thousands of dollars going to college to learn a trade, and you spend hours in a classroom, and you're taking all sorts of courses that may or may not apply to your particular trade, and yet you get enough knowledge out of that to go on and create something really significant, you know, maybe possibly create fortunes. And because of the way these conventions are structured, this is like sitting down and getting a college education on how to earn a fortune with our company. And, you know, I tell people all the time that's coming into this, you know, if they ever ask me, do I need to go to the convention? Do I need to go to these special events? And I always tell them, you know, there are some things in life and in business that are options. You know, you have an option if you want to make a few more prospecting calls. You have an option if you want to take the day off. You have an option if you want to work in the morning or the afternoon. But my firm belief is going to every Ameriplan function is not one of those options. It's really one of those things in a business you've got to get to, because you have no greater opportunity to not only listen and learn from the leaders, but talk to them face-to-face, sit down at a table with them, visit with them in the halls, and the leaders, but also other people just like yourself who are working to build their business, you just can't put a value on that. And literally after one convention, you know, thank you both, Michael and Carol, it's absolutely true. The people that we have there traditionally go on and earn significant incomes. They learn really and truly what it takes to become successful in this business and with this company. So as we're waiting on these lines to get bridged over, you know, I'm glad we had a little time to really talk to you about the significance of this convention coming up. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we understand the economy the way it is right now causes an issue. Here's what I want everyone to do. Starting today, tomorrow is April 1st, what I want you to do is to take $50 this month and put it over into your Ameriplan Convention Fund. Just every month, budget a little bit of money, and you will have what you need to get to that convention. So don't look at biting off the whole thing at once. If you have to, just budget it out over the next couple of months, and it's going to make it a lot easier. Does anybody know if we got our third line bridged in as of yet? Mr. McDonald, have we got that done? Or Carol, have you been able to check that other line, see if it's there?
I'm actually going to call back into it.
Okay.
And see...
See
if that's bridged in, yes.
Okay.
So, I will say while I'm doing this, Dale, I can multitask. You know, Joe and I both have had traditional businesses in the past. You know, businesses where we, you know, we had big overhead. One of mine was, a retail store. And I had conventions I had to go to in order to buy product for my store. And, you know, in July I'm buying for Christmas. And, you know, I had to pay rent. I had to pay utilities. I had to pay employees, all the inventory I had to have and all the fixtures. I mean, it was just endless, on and on and on. And the beautiful part of this is, you know, we don't have to pay brick and mortar. We don't have to pay for, you know, big inventory. We don't have to pay rent and all of that. But what we do pay for is conventions, okay, and these events. And, you know, it is it's a part of the business that is an investment in yourself and in your business. You don't see it as an ex- as an expenditure as much as you see it as an investment, because it is an investment in yourself, in your business, in your organization. And so much of it is just what your perspective is of it. And it's a necessary thing. It really is.
Yeah. And, you know,
people,
we all have to put money in our business somewhere, and this is where you got to do it. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, the people and organizations that are growing the fastest and seeing the largest increases to their checks are the people that build from event to event. And they're promoting the event, encouraging people to attend them and to participate and, you know, to be a part of those events. Those are the people that are growing the fastest. And just makes sense to duplicate that.
Right. You know, we, like I said, we have to be willing to go where the knowledge is. And there is no better accumulation of knowledge of what you're going to find at these national conventions. You find out anything out, Carol, about our third line out there?
Yes, sir. It sounds like we're bridged into both. So we're ready to go.
Okay. Well, all right, everybody. Thank you so much for being patient with us. And for those other two lines, it's gotten bridged in. Welcome aboard. We have not started. We wanted to make sure that you're here with us. This is Dale Brooks, NYSERDA Vice President out of Frisco, Texas. And we're here. We've got some major announcement that the company wanted us to present to you tonight, some exciting things. And I ask if I could have the privilege to introduce our two NYSERDA Vice Presidents. It's going to be bringing you this information tonight. Like I said, these two individuals, when we were doing Ameriplan University, they're the ones that were requested more frequently than any others to come back and do special programs. So they both are strong, dynamic leaders. They are active business builders and trainers extraordinaire. So ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you out of Atlanta, Georgia, Carol Garvey, and out of Jacksonville, Florida, Mr. Michael Langto.
Well, thank you so much, Dale, and Carol and I welcome everybody onto this call tonight. And I'd like to start off tonight by just covering the fantastic announcement that Ameriplan made just 2 weeks ago today of the new entry-level pricing and coming in as a business partner, an IBO, into our great business. And we lowered that down to just $50 for a person to get started in our business. For just $50, a person can get started in our business, have all the corporate websites, access to the Ameriplan back office IBO support site, have the Dental Plus program, dental, vision, prescription, and chiropractic, plus over a dozen IBO special benefits also included in that. And then the fantastic e-kit, which every Ameriplan IBO now has access to at AmeriplanEKit.com, five fantastic pages of a wealth of information. Don't forget the next button in the top right-hand corner of that site at AmeriplanEKit.com. And just grab a wealth of information off of there. But when a person gets started for $50 into this business, Ameriplan does give them a couple of options that are pretty fantastic. Carol, can you tell them about that?
I can. You know, when you first get started at $50, you can opt into our to get an actual kit UPS to you from the company. It starts you out with your basic marketing materials, and you also get sales certificates that we call Bloom Bucks after the founders of the company, where you can go back and get $75 worth of more marketing materials. That's our brochures, our DVDs, applications, all of that you would need to market your business. That is a value of $120, but you're paying $50 to get started and $45 for that kit. So you're only paying $95. Now we have another option as well, and that is our trainer program. The trainer program puts you in position to make multiple streams of bonus income. And in addition to that, you know, you can get a lot of other materials as well, and gas card vouchers and things like that. You can opt in for that program for just $450, you know, $400 for the trainer option plus your $50 entry fee. Or you can opt in for the kit as well. Get the $45 kit, get the trainer program, and your initial entry fee for $495. So you really have options to fit every opportunity that you would have as far as your budget goes and as far as the vision that you have and how you want to market and work your business. And the e-kit, what's so great is regardless of which way you come in, the e-kit is available for everyone. New IBOs, regardless of what options they take, and as well existing IBOs have access to that e-kit as well.
Well, Carol, you know with this recession that our country is in and the economic bad times and people losing their jobs, other people getting hours cut and losing pay, people are looking for ways of adding to their income into their household, and this is really the solution to the recession. This is the surge. This is the answer, the solution that many people are looking for, and if they just apply themselves, they're going to find themselves where Dale, yourself, myself, John, and many, Mike McDonald, many others are as well. But now, as Dale was telling us about April, April is right at knocking at our door, and we have some April fantastic news. Carol, why don't you take the first big announcement?
I will. I would love to, because this one has really excited me. The first announcement, then, we've got a few announcements, so you guys take note. If you got a pen and paper, get it ready. The first announcement starts, the effective dates are April 1st, tomorrow, through June 30th. Now, let me just preface this by telling you that Joe and I have been in the company for almost 12 years. The company is almost 17 years old. This is the first time that they have ever done this. Most of you who have been in the business a while understand what RSD is. It's a regional sales director. And for all these years, the qualifiers to become a regional sales director were you had to have 4 IBOs and 6 members. Well, for the next 3 months, the company has changed that rule. Now, to become a regional sales director, you need only put on 10 pieces of business. Any applications, 10 pieces of business, whether they be IBOs or members, will make you a regional sales director, an RSD. So you could have all 10 memberships or all 10 IBOs, any combination thereof. If you have 10 active applications on the books, you have become a regional sales director. And what's really cool is that is actually applied as of tomorrow to all existing IBOs. You know, you may be an existing IBO who has not made regional sales director, but you may have 10 applications on the books, 10 pieces of business that you've put on the books. They may not have been the 4 and the 6. They could have been 3 and 7, or all 10 could be members or IBOs or whatever. Guess what? How would you like to wake up tomorrow morning as a regional sales director? You will, with this new program that the company has announced that's going to be for the next 3 months. Okay, so this is exciting because, you know, since our company's cornerstone is regional sales director, that's what all of our other PIN levels are based on. The fact that now we will have regional sales directors promoted automatically starting tomorrow from 10 pieces of any type of business, we'll also have senior regional sales directors promoted and executives and senior executives and even national sales directors just from this one change. So I also want to tell you, and Michael, we asked this today and we got the positive answer. You know, some of your IBOs come on board and they get the dental vision prescription and chiropractic plan free, but some of them want to add on our medical program. Well, if they do that, that counts as 2 applications, and it will count toward your regional sales director. So it's just all good news for
IBOs and those who are looking to become regional sales directors. Good news, exciting news, and we're going to have a lot of promotions tomorrow.
Well, Carol, do I understand you that if a person came in, say, tomorrow, and they signed up 5 IBOs, and all 5 of those new business partners added the Total Health Plus or the Total Health as an add-on there, that would be 10 applications, and they would be a regional sales director?
You got it. You got it.
All right. Fantastic.
Okay.
I tell you what, there are hundreds. I understand there are hundreds of people going to promote in the morning. And so I think there's going to be a real surge of people going to IBO support and clicking on the IBO search button and searching for all the new promotions in their organization. And they're going to be pleasantly surprised and a lot of congratulations going out tomorrow. Now, folks, we have a trainer program, and the promotion on the trainer program, the first one is regional trainer. And this is the side for those that are in the top program, the trainer option program. And the first position on that side is regional trainer. You still need 4 IBOs and 6 members to reach that regional trainer, which will qualify you for a $50 bonus every time a certified trainer comes underneath you. And so let's keep that in mind at the same time. Now, Carol, do you mind if I take the second big announcement?
You go right ahead, Michael. I'm excited about that one, too.
Okay, here we go. Well, we have something pretty exciting going on. For those people that get started for that $50 entry-level price, and they do one extra thing, they add on that $45 IBO kit that Carol was talking about. It's a $120 value. That means the new IBO would be putting out of their pocket $95. At this particular level, anybody for the next 3 months who comes into our company for $95, their sponsor will receive a $45 3-month advance, no chargeback, if the sponsor is on the advance pay system, not as earned. So if you're on the advance system and you sign up a new IBO at the $95 level, you'll receive a 3-month advance of $45, and your 30% residual will begin in the 4th month. That's pretty exciting also, because that's going to be money right there in the pocket, triple the commission right there in their pocket with no chargeback. What do you think of that, Carol?
I love it. I love it. And I just want to let everyone know, if they are, you know, the company has given you the option to select advanced or as earned. And they've made it very simple to change that selection if they'd like. They can do that in their back office. And if they'd like to go to advances in order to receive the $45 non-charge backable commission, they can do that. And, of course, if they do that, then the $15 a month of their residual will begin in that 4th month. Now, I will say, let's say that you enroll someone, Michael, and they come in at the 50 and they elect to start the trainer program. So they've come in at $450. Now, because their initial next 3 months is waived for their broker fee each month, you will still only make the $15, okay, because all of our commissions are based on that IBO fee or broker fee. If they elect to come in at $495, and, you know, the basic entry level plus the kit plus the trainer program, you'll still just earn the $15 because they're, again, as a trainer, their next 3 months of their IBO fee is waived. They really don't even have to – that doesn't even get paid again until the 5th month. So I wanted to make that clear before we moved on. You know, the beautiful part of that is that non-charge backable. $45 non-charge backable, that's phenomenal. You're getting basically half of what the people have paid in. You're getting back, and no worry about chargebacks down the road. And your residual, and still waiting until the 7th month, your residual kicks in the 4th month. That's really cool.
And Carol, while you're talking about going to the back office, folks, that's ameriplan.net. Put in your ID and your password in there. And once you log in, you can do your commission selection by clicking on customer service on the left-hand side, and then you'll see a list of links. And the third one from the bottom is called commission selection, and you can select that online. If you have difficulty with that, you can call IBO customer support at 469-229-4501. That's 469-229-4501 during normal business hours, and they'll help you with that selection as well. Well, Carol, that's pretty exciting there as far as the new news on the $45 no charge back for people that sign up at the $95 level. But I understand that we still have more big news here. And so what's our next big announcement, Carol?
Okay, it's my turn again. Okay, I like this one too, Michael. The next announcement. Now, the ones we just announced, the RSD with 10 pieces of business and the $45 non-chargebackable commission, those are from April 1st until June 30th, okay? So mark that down. If you don't have a way to take notes, guys, it's okay. All of this is going to be on your IBO support site tomorrow, okay? So you can go and read all about it. But the next announcement is for the month of April only. Most of you are familiar with the top producer trip. Ameriplan does two top producer trips a year. The next one that we're all qualifying for now is a trip to Las Vegas. And unlike some of the others we have where we had to have a limited number of people who could go, Ameriplan has opened this up to as many people as qualify. So that's great in itself. But what they're doing is they're really stacking the odds in our favor, okay? What we're doing in the month of April is you're going to get double your points for the TPT trip. With all of our TPT trips, top producer trips, it's all earned by points. You get points for your IBOs, for your members, for your add-ons. You get points for trainers. You get points when they draft again each of these pieces of business. And everything you do, basically, you know, you're going to get points on. And what you need in order to qualify for this trip is 1,250 points by June 30. You get points if someone promotes to RSD. Hello. There are going to be a lot of people getting double points because there are going to be a lot of RSDs promoting tomorrow and seniors and all kinds of promotions over the next month. So you're going to get double points. Everything you do is going to create double points for you toward your top producer trip to Las Vegas in the month of April. I'm really excited about that. You know, we just expect to really make the trip this month because of the promotions that are going to happen, all of the drafting that's going to happen is doubled, all of the IBOs, trainers, and members we put on is going to double our points. It's exciting, and we're going to have so many more people able to qualify for that just because of this month of April. Someone could get started, you know, now and be able to qualify because, you know, of the double TPT points in April. And we have until June 30 to qualify, but the double happens this month only, okay? So make the most of it, folks. Now, Michael, I know that we have another announcement for the month of April only. Why don't you take that one?
Okay, this one is exciting, and I know that there's been some pre-launch little leaks out there, and so if you've already heard about the double-double program, then I want you to put that aside. There were some mistakes and some corrections, and we're going to give you the rest of the story here tonight on this call. So get a fresh, clean piece of paper as we cover this. And like Carol so wonderfully said, this is also going to be posted in the bulletins in the Ameriplan.net IBO support back office. We're going to try to get that online by end of business tomorrow. So you want to keep an eye on that for all the latest and greatest news in print. But here we go, the Double Dare promotion. And this promotion is, first of all, if you are an IBO with an activation date prior to March 2, 2009, that's March the 2nd, then you can qualify again for the Silver Double Eagle from April 1 through April 30th, 2009, by personally submitting 10 new pieces of business in any combination of IBO and members. Let me say that again. If you are an IBO with an activation date prior to March 2nd, 2009, then you can qualify again for Silver Double Eagle RSD. Even if you qualified the first time, you can do it a second time. If you did not qualify the first time, you can still do it now. It runs from April 1 to April 30. All you have to do is submit 10 new pieces of business in any combination of IBOs and members, and you qualify. Doesn't matter if you're if you're an IBO, RSD, National Sales Director, ESD, whatever PIN level you are, or even an MVP. Secondly, if you're an IBO with an activation date of March the 2nd through March the 31st, and your silver qualification clock is still in effect, you've not yet qualified as silver, as of tomorrow morning, April the 1st, then your Silver Double Eagle RSD qualification deadline is extended until April the 30th, 2009. So imagine this. Let's say you started March the 3rd. Normally, your qualification time would be 30 days. It'd be up in just a couple of days. But if you've not yet qualified as Silver RSD Double Eagle, we're going to extend that all the way to the end of the month of April for you. So that's really fantastic for those people who started in the month of March after March the 2nd. Now, if you are an existing Silver Double Eagle RSD, and we have a lot of them in our company, you have already qualified as a Silver Double Eagle. You already have a free registration to the convention and all the perks that come along with that, the nice little Double Eagle lapel pin and all of that. Your Gold Double Eagle SRSD qualification deadline is now extended from 30 to 60 days or to May the 31st, whichever is longer. So like Carol, I know you and I, we both qualified as the Silver Double Eagle RSD under the first program from January 19th to February 19th. Well, we have the opportunity now. Our Gold deadline is now pushed all the way out to May the 31st, 2009, and so are the hundreds of other people that are just like you and me.
Woohoo! Now, I like that.
Yeah, because that's a lot of money to help you pay for the convention. Now,
yes,
if you are silver double...
Michael,
go ahead.
Can I just ask you something real quick? Now, you know,
sure,
when we first, the first time around, when we went Silver RSD, we got a free registration to convention. If we qualify again, do we get another free registration?
That is exactly correct. And you can use that free second free registration for your spouse. So you could actually bring Joe. No, I know you're going to bring him. But you could use it for a spouse. You could use it for another IBO. Or you could use it for a non-IBO guest. Yes, that
Excellent.
Is that's very true. Okay,
Excellent.
Now, if you're a Silver Double Eagle RSD qualifying for Gold Double Eagle, in the past, there were some restrictions on who would count. So let's make it real simple. If you're an existing Silver Double Eagle winner and you want to shoot for gold by the end of May, all you need are 3 frontline Silver Double Eagle RSDs, whether they did it the first time, January 19 to February 19, or whether they do it in April. Doesn't matter. Just have 3 of them on your front line, and you will be gold. And it just keeps it really simple there. So once again, folks, all of this is going to be recapped, and it's going to be in document form, and you'll get this in the Ameriplan.net IBO support back office online on the Internet. Watch for the bulletin for the Double Dare promotion. as well as the other announcements that Carol and I have also presented to you. Carol, do you have anything else before we turn to some of the other MVPs, see what their thoughts are?
Well, I did want to let everyone know. You mentioned earlier that there was some information sent out or spoken about that there's been some tweaking, some simplifying, and some added benefit to this that the company had mailed out the Vision magazine, you know, our great magazine that we get each month, great stories in there, great information in there. I did want to just let everyone know that the double dare about the silver and gold RSD, the information in the Vision magazine had some typos, a couple of little errors. So rather than going by that, we want you to go by the information, the banner that is going to be in your IBO support site that Michael mentioned earlier. So make sure you get that out to your organization so they won't be confused when they get their Vision magazine. Okay?
Yes, very well said. And thank you so much for that, Carol. Also, I wanted to add one more note, and that is about the Double Dare Silver RSD, Double Eagle Silver RSD program. This will run through the month of April. And so if you want your new IBOs to be a part of that Double Eagle program, which is RSD and Senior, 30 days to RSD, get the convention ticket, an additional 60 days, we're bumping that gold out to 60 days after your RSD silver date. You need to bring the person in with a start date no later than April the 30th, okay, because then we're going to stop that program as of the people with a start date of April 30th or before. Okay, I'm sorry, Carol, go ahead.
That's okay. I was just going to say, Michael, you know, you can tell that, you know, our friends and at corporate really thought through these promotions because one just adds and enhances the next, you know, the RSD with any 10 apps, the TPT double points because there's going to be great promotions because of the RSD change. And, of course, the silver now, people can get silver RSD with any 10 apps. And extending our time for that, extending, you know, the time for gold senior RSD Double Eagle, all of this is all just adds to one another to make the month of April and even into May just an exciting time leading us right up to convention. So I just wanted to show everyone how all of these work together to your benefit. And of course the $45 non-charge backable is just more money in your pocket you don't have to worry about. It's just a phenomenal thing that they put together for us. I'm just like, this company's on our side. They want to see success, and they want to see all of us be successful. So we can toss it back to Dale now. Maybe he can see what other MVPs may be on the line and what they think, Michael.
Well, just before we hand it over to Dale, I'd just like to also add that I've never found a time in our company when the MVPs were more unified and working together, and then working together with John Hammack and Danny Bloom Spangler has been a total joy, and the support and ideas and just the creativity of our divisional vice presidents at the corporate office has been phenomenal. It's like everybody's on the same team heading in the same direction with more enthusiasm and excitement than I've ever seen. And we can't forget the founders of our company, which was, I mean, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Dennis and Daniel. So thank you to all of our corporate staff and how well you're working together with us with a wonderful vision and commitment to the growth of our company. And like Carol said, Dale, we're going to toss it back to you to see what our other MVPs think.
All right, man, guys, I'm telling you what, I am jumping up and down about ready to crack the foundation of my house. This whole thing about 10 pieces of business, you know, will promote you to get that lifetime vested willable contract that means you own the business. We really have dropped the barriers off of this because there's people out there that you know, they're strong in one part while they're having to learn the other part, you know, either getting members or getting IBOs, and this credentials them. It gives everybody a chance to get to that RSD position. I just think it is, I am so excited about that. And the fact that they're making it retroactive, man, I tell you, there ought to be people doing backflips out there. Well, I tell you what, I know we got Mike McDonald. Are you on the line with us? Well, I guess maybe he's still over there trying to work out our problems. Johnny, up there in Oklahoma City, I know you got a room full of people, but do you have a minute to jump back on here and let's hear a cheer from Oklahoma? All right, well, I guess we've kind of lost them. I hear some static out there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, now we've been on a call a little while. Really want to thank each and every one of you for being patient while we bridged in all of our partners so everybody could hear this exciting announcement. And special thanks to Carol Garvey and Michael Langto for doing a superb job of rolling this out to us. And we hope that this new Ameriplan stimulus package is really and truly going to get you where you need to be. And I hope I have a chance to see every one of you on, that's on this call at our national convention. Thank you, everybody, and good night, and have a blessed month. April is going to be awesome. Good night now.
Yes, good night, everyone.